Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. We are live today from the 41st Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf Tournament benefiting Jaws Youth Playbook. Ron Jaworski will sit down with us in a little bit. We're working on some other great guests. They're out playing some golf. Right? You're a golfer, Broads?
Yeah, unfortunately, not a good one, but I don't know what that joke was supposed to be. I don't shoot well.
Well, I think isn't that most golfers? Most golfers aren't that good.
Yeah, I guess. See, the problem is my friend group is starting to actively really get into it. So I'm the one that doesn't have the time. Dude, I'm working 2 a.m., 3 a.m. I got kids.
Yeah, come the excuses.
Well, I'm just saying, it's a game where you gotta put in the work. So I play, but I'm shooting like 98.
That's fine. A lot of people suck at golf. Like, the whole idea is if you do suck, suck fast.
Oh yeah. Oh,
just moving along.
Yeah. Don't shoot 8 shots in the hole.
That's a drop.
Something that needs to be
great. I totally did not realize it was coming out of my mouth.
Yep.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah. But Phillies.
They stink.
Ricardo, what the hell?
All right. 215-592.
Everything's gonna be okay.
94-94.
So golf.
Yeah. We're just talking golf. Just no big deal. All right. So here's the deal. The Phillies right now are. I think we're all concerned. Don't lie. Here's what I need from the audience today. Just don't lie. Like, don't lie to yourself. Like, don't pretend. We're all concerned to some degree. It's a matter of how much and what we're most concerned at. For Broads, it's the pitching led by Luzardo now with the bullpen. For me, it's the offense. I just feel like we're just a hitter or two short. Dombrowski, I don't know how he looks himself in the mirror throwing this left field and center field combination out. They stink. I'm ready to DFA Max Kepler tomorrow. Just get him out of here. And then center field for years has not been good. But before we go back to the phones, and we're going to tell everyone about Tri-Day and what we're giving away today. It's a great prize. Let's unpack the Luzardo thing here, Broads. We're going to hear from him in a second. This was in the past, talking about tipping pitches. But first, what's your gut feeling on this? So we've gone from, hey, we might have stole a Cy Young caliber pitcher to, hey, he's given up 20 runs in 2 starts. Gut feel, what's the problem right now with Jesus?
Dead arm due to innings pitched. I think that's where we're at here. It's always been a talking point with him, but we didn't really care because he was throwing lights out and he looked to be one of the biggest steals in all of baseball throughout the offseason. So I think if I'm being real honest with myself and I dig deep, you look at last year's innings pitched. Once he hit that mark this season, we are now starting to see this ridiculous stretch that he's on of poor pitching. I think there's something to be said about how he can't maintain that type of pace throughout a long, long journey. I think that's what it is.
I think it's very fair to bring up. And, you know, you go back to the offseason, for a pitcher that we thought or looked great, right, it was kind of odd the Phillies were able to get him for what they got him for.
Right.
And there was a story when the Phillies played the Cubs in April, there was a story during the second game, one of the broadcasts, maybe the national game, maybe I think it was the Sunday night game, that the Cubs were interested, but they failed him for a physical. Like, there's some concerns, I think, health-wise with Luzardo, but he was throwing 98 yesterday. If his velocity had dipped, I'd be hitting the panic button like, oh no, send him for an MRI, we're screwed here. That's not it. So, look, there's a combination of things, right? It could be there's an injury. It could be he has a dead arm, which is not an injury, but we know that happens to pitchers sometimes. It also could be that he's tipping pitches. And I typically don't love this excuse because I think it's excuse-y, right? Like, yeah, I mean, really? Are you just going to say they know what's coming? But apparently this has happened in the past with Lizardo. Let's hear Jesus Lizardo. This was during his Miami days, talking about, you know, maybe tipping pitches and the other team knowing what's coming. Here's Lizardo back in the day.
How much do you feel like it's a product of pitching this deep into the season for the first time versus maybe being anything mechanical or mental?
No, I don't think it's pitching deep into the season. I feel really good physically. I think it's just a combination of things. Just a loss of feel for some stuff. Maybe slightly mechanical. Maybe slightly tipping pitches. Could be a mixture of things. And I think after the first inning, we figure it out. And then the next two and the third were better.
All right, so that was him a couple years ago. Then I saw this quote, Broads, yesterday after the game. Quote is from Lizardo. Quote, I mean, they're just on everything. It almost looks like they know what's coming. So I don't have an answer, but there's no one working harder to find an answer than me. So he didn't say tipping, right? I don't love the word because it feels like an excuse. But that when I read that quote this morning, I felt like he was alluding to the idea that, maybe they know what's coming because – it just doesn't make any sense. How do you go from that good to this bad in two starts?
Right. And with the velocity still being 97 and the way that they're jumping on these fastballs early and all. Now, you know, just watching from the TV view of it all, I mean, it does seem like he's catching a lot more of the plate.
Yep.
So is it they know what's coming or are his pitches just not as precise as they need to be? Because if he's just a hair too much in the zone compared to a hair a little bit more outside the zone. I mean, that's the difference in these things getting squared up and tattooed as harsh as they are. I mean, the sound that's coming off the bat is ridiculous. You may get one or two hits in the entire game that sound that legit, and it's happening three or four times an inning whenever he's on the bump. So, you know, would the tipping pitches have anything to do with the location? No. So I think maybe it's back to his arm feeling different because he's pitching more innings, and then that's resulting in him catching more of the plate, and that's why we're seeing the damage that's
done.
Yeah,
and it's damage. I mean, 20 runs at two starts.
It's crazy.
It's almost like you'll never see this again. I mean, for the most part, teams don't let pitchers get rocked like that, right? Like, they get up five or six, or they get them out of the game. The fact that he was allowed.
Yeah.
And I think some of this has been circumstantial. Like, the game on Saturday, he didn't have that many pitches, so they kept him out there.
Well, I was just about to ask you about that. Do you think Topper ruined, I don't want to say confidence, but he made Lizardo eat some of those.
He did.
And I wonder if Lizardo's going, really, dude? I mean, you just brought my ERA.
I know.
What are we doing?
Well, I could tell you this. I want my money back, because I bet on Lizardo to win the Cy about a month ago. And that I went on FanDuel this morning. That cash out is a penny. I mean, like, they took my money. So I'm annoyed at the Phillies for that.
And Hugh.
I blame Hugh Douglas. So I think yesterday's, they're throwing a bullpen game. You referenced this in the first segment, right? Joe Ross is starting tonight.
You excited?
No. I think they made him pitch more yesterday because they knew the deal, right? Wheeler's gone for the weekend until he's back after the child is born. So, like, they have a bullpen game today. Jesus, man, I'm sorry, buddy, but we need another inning at it. At least they tried to get another inning. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where are you at on Lizardo? What, if you had a guess right now, your gut feeling, what has happened?
So, I mean, this almost sounds crazy to say. I hope there's an injury.
Something
minor. Yeah. Or, like, I hope that, I mean, even better, I hope that he's tipping pitches and there's something going on there.
That would be the best case.
Yeah,
scenario.
That's probably what you should have
led with. Yeah, because we fixed that, and then we could, where he's back.
I fear, though, that he might just be cooked.
Oh, no.
He's already passed his innings limit from last season, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's blown by that. And there's just been no life, no movement on his pitches whatsoever. Like, that, I don't know. Does that look like, to me, if he were tipping pitches, it would be his normal stuff.
But the velocity is still okay.
Right, but it's not jumping like it was.
No,
The sweeper doesn't look as good as it was when he was dominating. So, like, that's the concern for me. Like, if there was still movement and life on his pitches and they were just on it, then I would think, okay, maybe he's tipping pitches. Something's a little off with the way he's throwing right now.
Yeah, so we put a poll up here. What do you think is going on with Lizardo? Early on, people are voting tipping pitches. Also, 27% say two fluke outings.
Everything's fine.
That is the everything.
Don't worry about it.
Whoa.
Two fluke 20-run outings.
Come on, man. I mean, now listen, if this was – and I'm an Aaron Nola guy.
Yeah.
If this was Nose – what would that pull be? Cooked.
Oh, cool. Cooked. Totally cooked.
Cooked. Yeah. Now wait till he comes back from this ankle injury and shoves seven shutty.
Yep.
Yeah, then you guys should all apologize to me. But I find it hysterical that this is – again, historic. Aaron Nola had one of those with an ankle injury, and people were ready to say this is the worst contract to ever exist with Trey Turner on this roster. So that's a joke in itself. But yet here's Lizardo, and everything's fine. I don't understand you people.
So it's coping. It's some coping.
So what do they do, though? Like, do they give him a little phantom IL stint, or maybe a real IL stint if he's actually dealing with something, or if he needs a little bit of rest? Like, but I don't know. It's weird. Like, the Wheeler situation, Nola's not ready.
Yep.
You don't want to put Taiwan back in the starting rotation. Like,
they kind of need him right now.
I got an answer. Nick Abel.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hold on, hear me
out.
He's
already in the rotation.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, there's so much jumping around, I can't even process everything. I got to ask you something, Joe. Because this is a take that I said on the air yesterday, and I don't know if I'm willing to commit to the
take. Are we workshopping a take right
now? We're workshopping
a take. All right, let's do it.
We're workshopping a take.
What we got?
All right, so this is what I'm thinking. I believe Nick Abel will make a bigger impact this season and in the postseason than Andrew Painter. How do you feel about that take?
Well, all right, so you have a head start with Abel, right? He's already here, and he's producing.
Yep.
Painter's not here. I don't know if you heard Dombrowski last week. He did a podcast
with John Heyman. Yep.
And he kind of threw some cold water that Painter would even arrive in July. So I'm not even sure when he's getting here. I don't hate it.
Okay.
It's certainly possible. Now, when you threw October in –
Well, that's the main portion.
Yeah, right,
that's the meat and potatoes.
Well, that is the meat and potatoes.
Yeah, because I'm even thinking – because I see Painter as a pen guy in the playoffs.
Well, that's what I've been saying, but Jolly told me I'm crazy.
Well, Jolly's crazy. But here's the thing. Now I don't know because I don't know what Lizardo is. I know Nola's a stud. Once he gets healthy, he'll be fine, but he just needs to get back healthy. He's fine. I mean, come on, he's fine. I promise. that one I'm willing to stand hard on. But anyway, I don't know. I think Nick Abel is going to be able to be an effective, legitimate player for you moving forward throughout this postseason based off of what I've seen so far.
You know
far.
What I think? Here's why I'm not ready to sign off on it, but I don't think it's crazy.
Okay.
Abel is further along in his development.
He looks legit. That look on his face.
Well, Kyle was talking about how he talks to himself on the mound.
I mean, that's the sicko stuff you need to dominate.
I do like Abel, yeah.
I mean, that's what he used to be like Nick Pavetta, they say.
Yeah.
A psychopath that
and
is
he's kinda
crying
honed in.
And a baby and, you know, just emotionally unstable coming from me, ironic.
Yep.
But then, you know.
See, that's why you
I know.
You,
I'm all flustered now. Yeah. I can't even get the take out. And this is so workshoppy.
I can see why you like him. I can see.
The other side of that, though, is Romano also talks to himself.
Yeah, right.
He stinks.
Yeah. Oh, I can't. I can't do it. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones. And then we got to set you up for a Tri-Day Friday on the Midday Show. Aaron in San Diego is up on WIP.
Gosh.
Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's going on?
So today is a tell the truth Friday.
Yes.
So,
well, every day I try to tell the truth, but, you know, some people like you like to sugarcoat things.
Joe, I got myself in some hot water yesterday.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, the smoking hot wife heard me talking about her beloved Backstreet Boys. And,
I'm sure that didn't go over well. Did you apologize?
Well, I did apologize, but she is making me. So I'm going to do something here. I just want to take a minute, and I wanted to send out an apology to Justin Timberlake, Donnie Wahlberg, and the rest of the Backside Boys. I really apologize, and if I offended any of you, I am so sorry.
You got anything on the Phils, Aaron?
You know, it is. I actually, you know, Broads, what's up, Broads?
What's up, dude? What's going on?
As a hockey dad, I appreciate everything that you do for the station, my friend. And I would love to hear your take on what they're going to do with the sixth pick this year.
Wow.
Super exciting.
Wow.
The Flyers are geared more towards the
Are you
Eagles.
Kidding me?
Here it is. He's in his all his glory right now.
This is unbelievable.
Smile ear to ear.
I mean, we're talking about the sixth pick on a Friday in June. This is hockey.
This is what it's all about.
That's why I got in this business.
So nothing about the Phils, I guess.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. So we've done Backstreet Boys. We've done the sixth pick in the NHL draft. How about the Phillies?
These calls get better and better every day.
Here's the thing. The Flyers are headed more towards where the Eagles are, and the Phillies, unfortunately, they are headed more towards where the Sixers are. We're old, we're aged, we're bland.
Caller makes
we're do the same thing over and over and over again. I'm going to stick to what I said at the beginning of the season. I don't think Topper's going to make it through the All-Star game. I think it's time for a change in leadership. It's a time to inject youth into this team. It can't get any worse than what they're putting on the field today, right now, in terms of offense. So it's time to bring up the Aiden Millers. It's time to bring up the Crawfords. It's time to bring up Keith Abel up here. He's pitching great. Time to bring up Painter. It's time for a change.
So, listen, Aaron, I don't hate the premise of bringing up some of these kids. In fact, I woke up this morning. Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. There was a lot there from Aaron. I woke up this morning and started to think about the Crawford thing legitimately. So just to get some first of all, to see what he could do before the trade deadline. Like, do we need to get a center fielder? Can he play? Otto Kemp's hit. I mean, I can't sign off on all of them. We can't bring up, like, half the minor league system. But the idea of firing Topper. I mean, they could bring Dallas Green back and Charlie Manuel, Terry Frank. Bring any Phillies manager you want back. They're not going to make Brandon Marsh hit. Like, at some – was yesterday a Rob Thompson problem? No.
No.
And I just like I know Topper's not everyone's favorite manager, and I'm not saying he's like Casey Stengel in the dugout. I'm not Billy Martin or Tony La Russa. But like he's – when the team can't hit and the pitcher gives up 20 runs and two starts, what is the manager going to do?
Agreed. Yeah, no, listen. I would say I lean towards liking Topper more than not.
Me too.
Does he have some flaws? Yeah. Is he a good baseball manager? Without a doubt.
Yes.
So that's kind of how I see the Topper thing. But I guess the biggest knock would be – and I'm probably going to reflect back on this. You mentioned earlier that when you're in your coffin, you're going to be thinking about all the time you had to watch Trey play shortstop.
Yep.
I'm probably going to reflect back to when Bryce got hit and nobody did anything. And I'm not talking about going out and charging the mound and punching Spencer Strider in the face. But just, we've all played sports, right? When one of your top guys, something happens.
You got to protect him.
There's an instant reaction. I'm asking for you to yell at Strider from the dugout. You got to do something. And the fact that no one showed a pulse organically naturally,
yeah,
that's
bad.
Crazy.
I know.
Like, the more and more time we get removed from it, it also becomes more astonishing that no one did anything. There was no spark and rise that someone's jumping over the dugout. I mean, that's Bryce Harper getting hit for, what, the third straight game or 3 in 4 days and against your rival? It's crazy. And does that reflect the manager,
I guess,
to tie it back to Rob?
I think it's fair. I think Rob's strategy in games is I'm not really ever that mad at him, right? Like, he never, like, does something like, oh, my goodness. But that stuff I understand. Like, and that bothered me. They should have retaliated. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, we do have a great giveaway, bros, to give away here. We have a pair of tickets to see a championship season. So the Mann Center, Philadelphia Eagles, and NFL Films came together to come up with this special concert hosted by Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles, on July 24th, celebrating the championship season of the 2024 Eagles. We're giving away a pair of tickets, so you get your tickets, Ticketmaster.com. But we have a pair to give away today, and it is a Friday, which, bros, you get to be part of a tri-day Friday. Let's hear it, Alex.
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so here's what we're looking for today. So today is National Donut Day, bro. So we were thinking before the show of, like, the kind of food that you know is bad for you, but you just want to have. So here's what we're looking for today. Tri-Day Friday, something that is obviously not good for you, but we should try anyway. When this came up before the show, I was thinking, I haven't had it in a long time. Remember the Bloomin' Onion?
Oh, amazing.
And like Outback or whatever?
Yes.
Like 2,000 calories, you get that spicy sauce. I used to devour those. Yeah. They're not good for you.
Yeah.
They're awesome, though.
Yeah, Bloomin' Onion's a nice item. Wow, I haven't had one of those some time. You know what I devour, and it's sickening. But I'm talking, it's a big bag, all right? Not a shareable size, not just the decent size bag. I'm talking, it's so big, you can reseal it, okay? Sour Patch Kids, and I can devour like the whole bag.
Spectacular. Give me 14 of them right now.
And they're not good for you.
No, especially the amount I'm consuming. So I got to go the big, you can re-zip it up bag of Sour Patch.
I want stuff that's going to take some years off my life.
Okay.
Right? And a lot of these things, I think, that we're going to hear today might already be woven into my diet.
Yeah, you
terrible
especially.
Eating habits. Yeah.
Yeah, you're not a very. I wouldn't describe you as a healthy.
Oh no.
So this is right up your alley. Right, so try day today, something that is obviously not good for you, bad for you, but it's good, and you just sometimes just want to have it. Try day Friday, bad foods, but we want to have them anyway. Terrence in Spring of best one we get today wins the pair of tickets to the special concert at the Man. Terrence in Springfield is up. Hey, Terrence.
Joe. Bro, Kyle, Alex, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
First of all, man, I am absolutely concerned with this Phillies team. Because remember that run they were on where they won, like five series in a row or something like that? And everybody was, oh, this team is excellent.
Well, they were doing it against tomato cans. It was against tomato cans.
Yeah, tomato cans. Like, so we have it's a long baseball season, so we could never, ever get too high or too low, especially with this Phillies team. What they've been doing year after year with their offense, and now they're pitching it is imploding. So right now, I am absolutely concerned with the Phillies. And do you guys think, even right now, look at the standings, they're not guaranteed to make the playoffs.
Terrence, I'm glad you said it, because I feel like there's just like an inevitability woven into the conversation. Even this morning, I was listening to James and Elliot on the way in. They were discussing the big picture issues. They're like, in October – Terrence, you're right. Like, if I had to bet right now, I would bet them to make the playoffs, to be one of the six teams. But they're only three games up on a playoff spot. It's not like at this time last year, I think they were like 10 up on a playoff spot. So it was like, all right, even if we go up and down in the second half, we're in. They're not a lot. Yeah, they need to play well between here and the end of the season just to make it.
And right now, the season that Bryce is on right now, like, do we even think they have a chance of doing anything if he keeps playing like this? So maybe he's having a horrible season. And like you said earlier, with Schwarber and this little slump that he's having, we have no firepower. At this point, at the trade deadline, we have to make some moves to make this offense look better, to make this roster look better, because we're going to get the same thing repeat, in the playoffs if we even make the playoffs.
Yeah, well, listen, I understand. You look at the NL right now. I mean, what's happening in the NL West with San Francisco and everything underneath the Dodgers. Yeah. And then the Central right now between the Cubs, who we'll see in a little bit. But you got the Cubs, you got the Brewers, who just really spanked you. You know, and you got who else is in there? The Cardinals? Yep. So, I mean, who knows?
And it'd be one thing if we were clearly the best team in our division, but, like, I think the Mets are better than us.
Yeah, Braves stink, though. I'm out on
Braves. Oh, the Braves might be cooked. Yeah, we'll get to them later on. Because sometimes I think it's bad here, and then I watch other teams like, oh, the Braves are in trouble. Go ahead, Terrence.
But guys, one or two runs is not going to get it.
No.
It's not going to get it with this team. And my thing is, it's always going back to the offense. It's our hitting. And we'll go through stretches where we do good at the plate, and then we'll always resort back to the sloppy plate approach. And it's starting to really hurt me. And soon, if this team happens, the fans are going to end up turning on this team, because it's the same old. They have a lazy approach. They have lazy energy. Like, they have no fight. And it's like they don't have a little spurt of good play, of good wins, and then they'll have awful. Right now, we're on that awful stretch where we're getting beat down by Toronto, And Toronto's okay to me. They're an okay team. We're getting smashed by these teams. And it looks horrible. And I feel like Nebraska has to do something, has to trade their line or break somebody up because this ain't cutting it. Scott has been horrible this year. Bone's been horrible. This guy can look in the mirror to me. Look in the mirror and see, do you want it? Are you hungry? Because it's going to be the same thing happen again. One of these teams that comes out of the blue, like the Diamondbacks, and somebody is going to knock their ass off the playoffs. And going to be sitting there, and the team is going to get dismantled. It's going to happen.
Yeah, they got to wake up. Terrence, they got to wake up, and they got to play better against some good teams. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us? Something that we should try that's not good for you, but it's just good.
Man, I'm going to go a little old school with some. I don't know if you guys had this from Ben & Jerry's, the strawberry cheesecake ice cream. Oh, man, ooh. I eat the whole thing.
You know, when you have that whole pint of Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah, it's a one
whole pint.
It's a one sip.
Terrence, it's a good one. It's one of those where you know I should stop at some point, but it's like, I'll just finish the whole
pint.
Well,
because what happens is you eat 3/4.
Yes.
And then you go, well, I'm not just going to
save that.
This. Yeah. I mean, that's not going to happen.
I got to say where it gets dinged. The strawberries.
What do you mean?
Fruit's too healthy.
There's nothing about a pint of Ben & Jerry's that's healthy.
Yeah.
So you want to have, like, the worst kind of Ben & Jerry's.
I want something. I'm eating it, and I'm like, oh, my
this
goodness.
This is just terrible.
Like you feel the arteries clogging up a little bit?
Every bite is like, this is a year.
Yeah, my cholesterol is rising.
You feel like the doctor's saying something like, you shouldn't have had that Ben & Jerry's. All right, 215-592-9494. We are live today from the 41st Ron Jaworski Celebrity Golf. And we have some great guests coming up, including Jaws in a little bit here. Some Eagles guests as they come off the golf course today. We'll continue with the conversation on the Phillies. What's the big concern for you right now? The pitching staff, which now includes the bullpen and some of the rotation with injuries and whatever the heck's going on with Jesus Luzardo. Is he cooked, dead arm, injured, tipping pitches? I think it's the offense. Man, they have four hitters right now I could count on. And so, I guess four and a half if you count Bohm, which I don't even count on most days. Four hitters is not enough. Where do you come down to the Phillies' biggest concern? Try Day Friday for a pair of tickets to a championship season at the Man. Give us something bad for you that you just want us to try for Friday, a food. And we'll get to some Eagles coming up on the other side because it's an area of the team I think they need to add to this summer. Curious to see if Broads agrees or not. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.